This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
What is TWS podcast, episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
Bar. The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast, I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. All right, we're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
One's ready. I feel like the answer's staring at my watch, and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
What's it
up? DJ Flynn.
Taking it back. Cut that off. Anyway, welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy J-Dot Flan, representing the White Pants Society, and I must thank you first and foremost for taking whatever time out of your day to come chill with me. You could be anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me, and I do greatly, greatly appreciate that. I had to kind of like try to muffle my laugh there, because I point at, so every time I say I got to thank you, like I'm pointing at somebody, I'm pointing at a wall, but like I do it every time, and I don't know, I can't stop myself. It just leaps out of my body. I just got to like point when I do that, but I do thank you, whatever. Yeah, started with that one, just because I had an interesting conversation with my mother this week, and that song just been in my head. That's from Pete Rock's like beat CD, the Surviving Elements, You Are What You Are, straight instrumental track. I got a lot of those back when I thought I was going to have a rap career. I was always like buying instrumental CDs and writing to them. So I don't know. Reminiscing. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. I still want to do like my album anniversary or This Week in Hip Hop type thing. And this week, well, really last week in hip hop, September 16th, 1979 was the day that Rapper's Delight dropped, and that's a momentous moment in hip-hop history. So, you know, I would feel remiss if I didn't acknowledge it, even though I'm a little late on that. But, yeah, you know, big moment for hip-hop. And I really wish we could kind of, like, get back to some of that when just, like, the music didn't necessarily have. It was definitely braggadocious, but it was bragging about, like, how well they could MC. And I guess girls, they was getting, I mean, they was sliding off in a OJ and all that kind of stuff. So I guess they was still bragging about cars and money and shit. But then some of it was just like purely fun. Like, how can you not have fun when you listen to something like that?
Have you ever went over a friend's house to eat and the food just ain't no good? I mean, the macaroni soggy, the peas are mushed, and the chicken tastes like wood. So you try to play it off like you think you can by saying that you're full. And then your friend says, mama, he just being polite. He ain't finished. Oh, that's bull.
Swear to God, I would fuck my friend up if he ever did something like that. Now, I'm not a fighter, but that'd be the end of our friendship. I got issues with food. So if I, you know, if you see me trying to get myself out of a situation with food, you know, don't interrupt that. Rock with me. Like, be my friend in that moment. You should know. You should have some sort of synergy or something where you understand what's going on. And you know your mama food sucks. So, like, don't do that to me. That's fucked up. But yeah, I just moments like that where you could just do a verse about going over your friend's house to eat and the food sucks. Like, you know what I'm saying? The bad thing is, like, I listened to it so many times trying to get prepared for this episode, that it's going to be tough for me to like not be in mid-conversation with somebody, you know, just I'm looking right at you, but in my head, I'm, why the stinky food is stinking in your, like, that shit is going to be with me for a minute. Why the stinky food stinking? I can't stop saying it. I've said it a million times, and it's as funny to me on a millionth time as it was the first time. But yeah, anyway, this is one of those episodes I looked, like, it's late. It's like 1:30 in the morning, Monday morning, on the day I'm supposed to put this out. I took every moment possible to try to think of, you know, like what the content or what the point of this episode was going to be. And I'm at a loss. So I looked, I took a look, So how long it's been since I did a questions episode, and I figured that's what it's going to be today. So today I'm going to do, I don't know, let's say five questions, random questions, and see how that goes. In the future, if you want one of your questions to be a part of this whole thing, hit up my website, whatistws.com/AMA. Ask me anything, and you can drop a anonymous question. I have tried, like, some of the questions I got when I think I did, like, the 200th episode. I did, like, try to see if I could figure out, you know, who it was. And the most I could get is, like, an IP address. So I might know, like, if you're going through a VPN, I'm getting techie now. But, you know, I wouldn't even really be able to figure out where you was at. But that's about the closest I could get is, like, what geographical region the question comes from. But other than that, I have no way of knowing where the questions come from. So if you want your question to be a part of one of these episodes, you can hit me up on the website and drop it there. And if you don't care about whether people know, just hit me up any other kind of way. Email, Twitter, Facebook, you know where I'm at. But before we do that, got to do Chef Elise report.
Out of Pepe.
Show is not a whole lot to report. Really the biggest thing. You know, she had another soccer game, and this was the first time her team lost, like, and they got killed. Like, it was early in the game where I'm, like, talking to other parents, like, we not keeping score, right? Like, I know this is the game where we not keeping score. I think it's real easy to keep score when your kid is up. But when they getting beat, and I don't think they scored a goal this week, and just is what it is. I was worried about that because, Chef Elise has never experienced losing as a soccer player. Her team last year just was mean. They was beating up on these little kids. But new year, new team, not the same, sort of output. And it didn't go that way this week. But I don't think she noticed. I don't think she had any idea what the score is. It's a little concerning because I was watching her. They keep us on the other side of the field this year. Like last year, we was right there on the same side of the field with the players. And I would sit behind her and I could be there. And this year they got us on the other side of the field. So, looking at her across the field, I could see when she wasn't in the game, like she wasn't paying attention at all. She had a little thing, Gatorade, and she was killing that. And she would like stretch out across several bench seats, while players weren't there. And I know she doesn't care. And I got a glimpse of like she might care after she scored the goal last week. But it was just back to business as usual this week. Like she doesn't care. And that's cool for me. That's not the point of her being out there. Maybe one day it will be. But for now, it's just fresh air, socialization, and exercise. And she gets that. So that's cool. But yeah, that went off well. I got her icy afterwards. Because I promised to, and I think that was the highlight of the game for her. Like I think maybe she was only waiting for the game to be over so she could go get her slushy, her cotton candy slushy. So, whatever. Other than that, I'm starting to look, thinking I got to move. It's a lot of stuff coming up, with Elise and school and these activities. And before when I wasn't driving, there was always like the built-in excuse for dad. It's like, he can't be to this. He can't come to this because, he doesn't have a car and he's got to get all the way out here and he comes to as much as he can. And I did, I spent a lot of money on Ubers, Ubering back and forth all the way out to Pflugerville, which I promise you is a real place. But now that I have the car, that's not there. And and if I can be there, I want to be there. So I've been going to all of her practices and I always go to her games and trying to hit all of the parent teacher things and stuff like that. And it just starting to make sense that I might have to make the move. So looking at apartments for Pflugerville, which is I don't even know. I think I told y'all, like, I always make the joke about it being a real place because my old barber was from New Orleans, and at some point like he got one of his cousins, they needed to leave New Orleans and they came up and stayed with him for a while. And he'd be in the shop just, telling jokes and stuff the whole time. And he was joking about like talking to his homeboys back in New Orleans and telling them about Texas. And, you know, they would be like, man, where you at? What part of Texas you in? He's like, man, I'm in Pflugerville. And he's like, man, if you don't want us to know where you at, just say that. Don't make up some shit. You know, don't make up an imaginary place called Pflugerville with a P, that, you know, where you live. But it is a real place, and it might be where I go. I always had some sort of designs on heading that way, because like I said, my barber was out there, and it seemed like that's where like black people in Austin were. There was, you know, restaurants, it was chicken and waffle spots, like, you know, all the stereotypical stuff, but the stuff that you do kind of miss sometimes when you're not in the area with many of your folks. So I always thought I might end up out there. I think the area that like my ex-wife and stuff is in is like right off of golf courses. That's a different demographic. But I need to be close to my sweet pea. I'm tired of making these, you know, long ass trips to Pflugerville. And then, I mean, and in Texas, like everything is like highway and then stuff. And if you're like a new driver, I don't like being on the highway. So I got to find these alternative routes to get everywhere. And it's just a pain. So I might have to move. And I say that with like a heavy heart, because Elise loves this apartment. And I sort of love this apartment. You know, I don't sort of, I do. You know, I like the complex. I like, you know, the rooftop patio. I like having the two floors. I'm looking at stuff in Pflugerville, and I don't really see anything comparable, especially not in the price range. So, yeah, it'd be weird. And like I said, Elise loves it. You know, she tells everybody, you know, her dad has a pool. And I'm trying to explain to her that I don't have a pool. I live in a complex that has a pool. Same difference, though. We can just get up and go down. I guess we got to share it with people, though. But it don't be anybody in the pool, so it feels like it's mine. But, yeah, I don't know how she's going to adjust to me being in a different place. And then, you know, the last 3 years of my life were so crazy. You know, she's come to visit me in the last 3-4 years. She's probably visited me at 3-4 different addresses, and I didn't want that to become like the norm for her. Like, she came to see me in rehab, she came to see me in one sober house, then another sober house, and now I'm here. And before that, I was living in a hotel. You know, before that, I was living with a friend. Like, it's been too much moving around, so I kind of wanted to be stationary for a bit, let her get used to something, and that the next move I make be more permanent, you know, when I was ready to buy. But I ain't got the money for that $1.4 million that I was looking at, so that might be a minute. But we'll see. But that's pretty much all going on between Chef Elise and I, so I'm going to go ahead and cut Chef Elise report short this week.
Out of Pepe!
I sure is. So proud to be. But yeah. I love that little girl. So yeah, let's jump into it. Let's do some questions.
Oh no, it's the questions. It's the questions, girl. It's the questions. It's the questions. Come on.
I'm digging in here and just get a stack. See what I got. I'm gonna try not to skip anything, but sometimes these joints just don't be fun. Alright, let's see. Question number one. What we got? Where would you most like to travel? I'm going to answer this one because I've been looking at that. Like, I didn't do anything for my 40th birthday. And so this year, I kind of wanted to do something. And I've always wanted to go to Malta. I had a friend who used to be in the Navy. And he told me, you know, if you ever get a chance to go someplace, you know, go to Malta. And he talked up Malta. Right now, I'm not really looking at going to Malta. I think Malta is like a small island or something like in the Italy area. I'm so uncultured. Fuck it though. But I did start looking at like some travel packages to Italy. I think specifically Venice, and maybe doing that for my birthday. I don't know. Is Venice a place you want to visit in the winter? Like, you know, I don't, December. Like, is that a good time to travel? And with everything going on, it may still not be a good time to travel. But I want to do something. So, Italy, Malta, somewhere in that area, if I could travel, that's where it'd be. Got to get this passport thing taken care of, though. Anyway, next one. What are we going to do next? If you knew that you were going to inherit a fortune, how would you plan for the future change? Man, I just started cutting people off. Like, I would disappear. Yeah, I just wouldn't. It's mostly about me getting some distance between me and other people. If I knew I was getting ready to inherit, you know, that, did it say a fortune? It did say a fortune. It's got to be like life changing. I'm good for the rest of my life kind of money. I never have to, you know, regret the evil shit I'm going to say to people on the way out the door. It got to be that kind of money. But if I think Joe Rogan calls it fuck you money. If I could, if I knew I was going to inherit some fuck you money, that's what I would do. I would do my celebratory fuck yous to all the people that I feel like I needed to say it to. I wouldn't give them a reason. I'm not saying fuck you, I'm good, look at me. Nah, it's just fuck you. Fuck you, I'm going to live under a bridge. Don't worry about where I'm going. Just, I want you to know how I feel about you, how I've always felt about you. And now, there's nothing preventing me from telling you, because I'm good for the rest of my life. So, yeah, other than that, there is no plan. I guess I put some, you know, I try to do the, what I used to hear was the thing, like, you know, you put money away and, like, live off the interest or stuff like that. What is the... Now everybody's talking about the life insurance stuff, and then you borrow from the life insurance. Maybe I'd look into that and try to make sure I'm financially responsible. But yeah, that's about it. That's all I do. I wish I had a better answer, but that's how simple I am. All right, next question. What's your dream job? This is my dream job. Because, they say if you find something you would do for free, you know, then that's the thing. And right now, not only do I do this free, it costs me money. So I'd like to get, you know, some more guests. There's definitely people I you know, celebrities and things I love to talk to. I really want to just take a shot on a couple of people and see if I can get them on the show. Ad 2 would definitely be somebody I'd love to have on the show. Royce would be somebody. Royce the 5'9 would be somebody I'd love to have on the show and just talk to and, like, pick their brain about music and how they come up with some of this stuff. Russell Brand is another one. I love his comedy, and then the fact that he's a part of the recovery community, and he seems to be big in that and big in, like, the mental health space and the self-improvement and just, you know, being a happier, more whole person seems to be a big thing for him, and bringing other people along with him on that journey. So he'd be somebody I want to talk to. It's a bunch of them. I can't think of them all right now. Of course, Rhapsody. Hi, Rhapsody. She's, you know, still on the list. I'm still just a conversation. Is all I'm asking. That's it. It's all I'm asking. But yeah, this would really be my dream. I love podcasting. And I don't think I want to do TV or anything because I don't like cameras. Anyway, would you rather visit a big city or the countryside? Man, as much as I feel like I'd like the countryside and I like solitude, and I do like pretty shit. Like, I like looking at, you know, nature and sunsets and stuff like that. I have too many customer service needs. Like, I need creature comforts. I need amenities and shit like that. So I feel like it had to be the big city. And I do like the people watch. I like to go places and just, I like to be isolated in public, if that makes sense. I know there's somebody else out there that feels that way. Like, I like to go places. That's why I always take headphones with me. Like, to go places, shut myself off to people, but be able to observe people and be around people. I don't necessarily want to be alone, but I don't want you to talk to me or interact with me in any way. I just want to be there. If I could be invisible, if one of the questions was, what superpower would you have? It'd be like invisibility or some shit. I don't know. This sounds horrible. I'm not that bad a person. I love people. We're going to do more than 5. I'm running through these. What we got? Next question. Do you possess any of the qualities of your astrological sign? If I had been filtering the questions, I'd have skipped this one because I could give a fuck about astrological signs. I don't know. I'm a Sagittarius. I know other, what's the plural of Sagittarius? Sagittariuses or something, or Sagittarii. I don't know. I know other people of the same astrological sign. And I feel like we share some similarities. We also are diametrically opposed in other ways. So I don't know. I don't put a whole lot of stock into it. If you want to like annoy me or become a person I'd rather not talk to very often, like be big into that, or you can be big into it and we still be cool. But if you like big into it and you start like basing decisions or asking me questions, or I tell you I met somebody and you want to know what sign she is, so you can tell me if we compatible. That's how you get me to not talk to you very much. So it's just a hint if you're looking to get me to shut the fuck up. Next question. What would you try if you had no fear? Man, because I'm an adrenaline junkie. I haven't done a whole lot of crazy stuff just because, I don't know, I don't take the step to go do things. But I haven't not skydived or something, you know, because I'm afraid. So I'm trying to think of what it is that I might be afraid to do. You know what it would be? I would probably try the music career. I would perform. Like, I think that was where I stopped. That's what like killed it for me. It's like, I do not like performing. I think like being on stage is the loneliest time. That is the one time where I'm like seeking connection. And if you are a new artist or don't nobody know who the fuck you are, you just open mic dude or whatever, like that connection may or may not happen. And you just up there giving yourself, stripping naked, and like you getting nothing back from people. I hate that shit. I never want to do it again. And I always feel like I never like fully was myself on stage. That was definitely one of those things that played into like my drinking, because I used to have this thing where I felt like there was this magic level of intoxication where I was still coherent and I still had enough of my faculties to go out and perform, you know, and remember lyrics and all of that. But the inhibitions had been stripped away to the point where I could really, you know, have fun and be myself. But that was a very, 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 very fucking narrow window. And I never quite made it right in the sweet spot. It may not exist. It may be one of those things. Whatever. But yeah, that's what I would do if I had no fear. Let's see, we do maybe 2-3 more. Let's see what I got. What's the most beautiful place you've ever seen? I probably would have skipped this one too. I don't know. I don't know why I would have skipped. I'm just not. Like I said, I like pretty shit, but I don't know. I don't know how to express stuff like that. And I guess that's not the stuff that's like memorable to me. Like, something has to happen. It just can't be this look nice. But I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think without just dead air. So let me, I'm just rambling at the moment. I don't know. I don't know where the most beautiful place I've ever seen has been. No idea. I love the view from the rooftop patio in my apartment. I sit out here and I watch the sunset, you know, as many evenings as I possibly can. And it's not necessarily a beautiful view. It's definitely some city in there and gas stations and shit like that. But I don't know. I like it. So we'll go with that. I think I've dropped some pictures on Instagram. I'm skipping this one. I could read that one real quick. It was, what cars has your family owned? And not a car guy. I don't give a fuck. Where we at? All right. Let's see. What's the secret to staying young? I don't know. That's an interesting question. In a conversation I had with my mom, I started talking about like not realizing. Because I think I said something to her and she told me I was middle-aged. And I was like, you know, never been so insulted in my whole life. When your mother tells you you're middle-aged, and I'm like, yeah, you understand that you're telling your baby, like your baby child, that he's a middle-aged man. So what that make you? But she's wanted to be a senior citizen her whole life. So it's no diss to her. I don't feel old. Like I told her, like, you know, when I was a kid, what I envisioned of a 40-year-old was not a person who listened to rap music and wanted to play video games. And that's you know, I play Madden, waiting on God of War to come out. And I listen up. But I guess the rap music I listen to will be considered old school and oldies at this point. I think last week I talked about that Jay-Z album that can vote. Shit is 21 years old. And that hurts. That hurts my soul. But I don't know if there's a secret to staying young. Just don't get old. Fuck it. I don't mean die. Just don't get old. Let's see. Another question. Let's keep moving. What are the most important qualities in friends? Man, that's an interesting one. I guess it's cliche and probably what everybody would say, but loyalty. Loyalty and honesty. And those are just important qualities in people in general. Stand by whatever it is that you claim to stand by. If you're saying this is you and this is your group and this is your people and this is your whatever, these are your beliefs, you know, stand on that. Be loyal to yourself. Be loyal to the people that you say are your people. And that, you know, that means something to me. I need to be able to trust. I saw something on Facebook that said, you know, friends are the people who talk shit about you to your face and say nice things about you behind your back. And it's like, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for, like, when I'm not around, I know, you know, you got me. I know my name is safe with you. That wherever I am, my name is going to, you know, be treated with a certain level of respect, the same way I respect yours. So that, and then, yeah, just honesty. Just tell me the truth. Don't lie to me. Don't be a person that I have to question, that I have to worry about. I used to be a manager for some IT people. And like my favorite employees were the ones that people could come and tell me that they did something. Or so-and-so. I remember somebody coming and saying that a guy bled on their keyboard. And I was like, well, who was it? And they told me who it was. I'm like, nah, he didn't do that. Like, I don't have no other evidence of what happened. I wasn't there. I don't need to see the keyboard. I don't care. I just know him and he didn't do that. And so like, that's what I want. I want to be able to trust a person to that point where I can vouch for you sight unseen, if that makes sense. All right, last one. What's your favorite fast food meal? Fuck fast food. Shit kills you. I don't know, man. I'm a sucker for, you know, the 10-piece nugget meal at McDonald's. I like to put my fries together on top of the nugget, like two fries, lay them across the nugget, and then go that way. I don't do no sauce, no ketchup. I guess I'm just looking for like the salt and the friedness. But yeah, whatever the chicken nugget, chicken finger meal is at whatever fast food spot. I don't do fast food burgers at all. Can't tell you last time I've been to Chipotle. Not against it. If we're talking about fast food, like if Chipotle and all these different things fit in the definition of fast food, then not to be weird or, you know, different for the sake of being different. But right now, my favorite fast food thing is poke. You know, you go to those places where you can get the poke bowls. Is it poke? Whatever. You know what I'm talking about. But yeah, like the Hawaiian sushi, like the raw fish and the rice and all that. Like, I can go get one of those real quick. And that's probably my favorite fast food thing. So now you learn some more shit about Flan. Hopefully you can relate. But, you know, again, going back to the P-Rock beat, you are what you are. And like the happiest times in my life have come after, you know, me accepting myself for who I am. You know, the good and the bad. The bad that I want to change, like, well, I need to know if I want to change something, I need to know what I'm changing it from and what I'm changing it to. If I don't know what I'm changing it from, I can't really plot an accurate course to where I want to go. So once you can be honest with yourself and accept who you are and what you are, you can become anything that you want to be. It's led to a better life for me, a life that didn't require some of the destructive behavior that I was exhibiting in the past to try to cope with not being happy with who I was or where I was or what I was doing. I had a friend the other day that, you know, in a different stage in his, like, recovery journey. And, you know, He was talking about, man, you know, I'm just trying to be like you. I was just, you know, I hate when people say stuff like that to me just because I don't like to be looked at like that. And he said, I'm like, man, you need to aim higher. Like, don't look at me, aim higher. He's like, you know, you need to accept, you know, the people who see you that way because I'm down here. And I was like, man, don't say down. Like, you know, you there. Don't say down there. You there and you know where you want to be, you know, and you plot a course to where you want to be. But when you start looking at people on levels, like, you know, you up here and I'm down there, and like, that's not necessary. You are what you are. You're at whatever place in life you're at. It's not the finish line. You got breath in your lungs. You can be whatever you want to be. But it all starts with understanding who you are, being honest with yourself about who you are. And that's what this podcast does for me. I get to undress in public, and but behind it, I get to be isolated in public. This is what I love. Like, I get to feel like I'm around people and, like, sharing stuff with people, but I don't actually have to talk to you. It's dope as fuck. Whatever. I don't know. That's how I feel. But if you made it this far, I do appreciate you. Thank you for hanging out with me. As always, you know, hit up the merch store. whatistws.com/store. It's still the summer of the algorithm. Not quite hoodie season yet, especially not here in Texas. I think we're going to hit the triple digits this week. But you can hit up the store. Coupon code algorithm will get you 20% off your entire order. So get stocked up. We're going to be doing the hoodie soon. So be looking out for that. But yeah, until we speak again. Y'all be safe, be easy, be the light. Recognize who you are and love that, because I love you. Holla.
Last call for alcohol. Yeah. If this is it, like if this is the last joint, if this is the last hurrah, it's the last call for alcohol, baby. I gotta say, whether you knew it or not, it's pretty much at the finest bar establishment, the finest spirits and libations y'all could have had, baby. You might realize it now, you might have realized it back then. You might realize it later.
Love.